My grandfather loved to tell me different sayings. He had one for practically every occasion. But once I turned 13, I started to tune them out. It wasn't a conscious choice, yet it still happened, and I can't pretend that it didn't. He must have noticed the vacant look that had settled in my eyes. So he recited these sayings over and over until he drilled them into my head. Now, they're fused into my consciousness as if by osmosis, and they pop to the surface of my thoughts at odd times. I wish I had paid more attention to him when he was alive, told him I loved him more often, wrangled answers out of him, forced him to tell me what each one of his sayings meant. It's too late for that now, but maybe in a weird way, it's better this way. Now, I have to figure out what his sayings mean on my own, which was probably what he wanted me to do all along. He often told me that, "You truly hear in the silence and see in the darkness." He'd say it at the strangest times, like before the first day at my new prep school, or before an important lacrosse match, or before we went rock climbing. Sounds totally off your rocker type of nuts. How can you hear if there's nothing but silence? And the last time I checked, darkness is darkness. There's nothing to see by definition. While lying on a futon, breathing in the underground's musty air, my grandfather's voice and this one weird saying rings in my head. You truly hear in the silence and see in the darkness. For the first time, I start to think about what he meant. Really. Think on it, and maybe even start to understand what he wanted me to know. The past few weeks have been so chaotic, there's been no time to think things through. It's difficult to make long-term plans while running from a seeker, or trying to survive Stuart's tests, or planning to kill the Prime Elector. Basic survival instincts kick in, which crowds out everything else. It's hard. But I silence the thoughts that race in my head and force visions of Gagarin from my mind. He's been haunting me since we killed him, the helpless look in his eyes, and I can't stop wondering whether we really had to kill him. I shove those thoughts from my mind and think about absolutely nothing, and when there's only silence and darkness, I release my mind and let it roam free. The Prime Elector is real and lives in England. I've seen him through the tablet. He's also incredibly talented, strong, and surprisingly young. I couldn't see all those things, but I felt them and know they're real. He wants to take over the planet, use humans to defeat the Elfians, and conquer the universe. That's clear. Things would be easier if that were the end of the puzzle. We'd have a path to follow and only one mission. But there always seems to be a but. The rest is even more dangerous. According to the last fusion I swallowed, Elfians have wired Earth to explode if we don't defeat the Prime Elector. They're willing to sacrifice the entire planet as a means to stop the Deltites, which really burns me up. It's one thing to heap on our shoulders the responsibility to stop the Deltites so they don't enslave us, but now the Earth and all the creatures that live on it are our responsibility as well. My responsibility. What if we find the explosives first somehow, disable the bomb, and then worry about the Deltites later? At least we won't have this sword hanging over the planet. If only the fusion had offered some hints as to where they hid the bomb or how we might disarm it. I let the puzzle twist in my mind. For some reason, I think of Sichi and get the feeling he knew something, something important. He's gone, so how useful is that? Still, thoughts of Sichi lead me to Stuart, our dead host. I pry open my eyes and sit up. The beginnings of a plan form in my mind as I scan the abandoned pub.